Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 182. Andy Griffith on the Opry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the wonderful folks over at Weaver's Department Store, weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over there and pick up just something. There's got to be something your Mayberry fans in your life would love. Something for you, the Aunt Bee's cookbook, something. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick it up. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 182, is David Wright. David Wright. So thank you, David. I want to thank you for your support of the show and for donating to the cause, and we appreciate it. Hello, everybody. My name is Alan Newsom. I'm the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and I just can't tell you how glad I am to have you spend a little bit of time in Mayberry with me. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about, or today, whenever you're listening to it, we're going to be talking about Andy Griffith on the Opry. Well, you may not know this, but Andy Griffith, he appeared on the Opry, the Grand Ole Opry, is what I'm talking about, for the first time on November 13th, 1999. And he was on the Opry to present an award to fellow Tar Heel Earl Scruggs. He was presenting the North Carolina Hall of Fame Award. And so Andy got to be on the Grand Ole Opry, and that was one of the things I'm pretty sure was high on his list of things to do. I've got a great letter I want to read to you that is from Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Now, he posted this on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest the next day, the 11th or 14th of November 1999. He posted this, and his subject was Grand Old Opry Report. Opry, he spelled Opry like Opie. Anyway, Jim did that. Jim's great with puns. I love it. So here's what he had said. He said, for folks who are interested in Andy Griffith's appearance on the Grand Ole Opry Saturday night and didn't catch it on the telecast on TNN, which was the Nashville network, here are some highlights as well as some off-camera information. Andy was on the Opry to present fellow Tar Heel Earl Scruggs with a North Carolina Hall of Fame Award. After appearing with Andy on the televised Backstage at the Opry show, Earl opened the Opry segment, which was also televised, with Foggy Mountain Breakdown, accompanied by his sons Gary and Randy, and by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watcher Club member, Rerun Watchers Club, man, that's a mouthful, member Marty Stewart on the mandolin and Stuart Duckin on the fiddle. Andy, who had kept secluded in backstage, you know, they didn't want anybody to see Andy, joined Earl and others on stage, and he received extended standing ovations. Yes, he did say, I appreciate it. He told a short barbershop joke, which we're going to hear in just a few minutes, that George Lindsay had first shared with him years ago. With Earl and company backing him, Andy, reportedly playing a guitar he had used on the Andy Griffith Show, played and sang Whoa Mule. Now, Whoa Mule is the song that he performed with the Country Boys on the Andy Griffith Show episode Mayberry on Record. And it's also known as Flop-Eared Mule. This is a commentary by Alan. If you have the Andy Griffith American Originals, Flop-Eared Mule is the name that goes by this show. So it's Whoa Mule or Flop-Eared Mule is what Andy titled it on his album. Let's get back to Jim's letter. He said it was the Andy was joined by his wife, Cindy, and then presented Earl with the North Carolina Hall of Fame Award. Now, Andy wasn't feeling all that great, and so he departed the Opry just shortly after making the presentation. But Earl Scruggs, he stayed around and shared a few insights with me, said Jim Clark. Jim was able to do this thanks to the kindness and string pulling of Opry Insider and the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club member Jim Driver. And so Jim and some other fellow goobers were all ears. Earl said Andy had been the one who had selected Whoa Mule, or Flop-Eared Mule, whichever, And his second choice had been another Mayberry favorite, the Crawdad song. Earl said he had never played Whoa Mule before on a banjo, but you'd never know it. And we're going to hear that in just a few minutes. All right, so let me get back to this. By the way, Andy's Opry performance was his first Grand Ole Opry appearance and his first time singing and playing music for a live broadcast ever. That was awesome. First time he ever sang and played live on a broadcast was at the Grand Ole Opry. Wow. Earl also shared that he and Andy and Marty Stewart and some others had been around Earl's house picking and getting reacquainted the night before. Andy played his ukulele, and it was the same one he used on the show Matlock. While at Earl's house, he was playing his ukulele. Although mutual admirers, Earl and Andy had met only twice before, including one time on the Andy Griffith Show set when Andy stopped production to go pick with Lester Flatt and Earl, who had dropped by while in town filming the Beverly Hillbillies. Since Andy was not feeling well, he had to cancel his scheduled appearance with Earl on the Opry's second Saturday show. They always do two shows on the Opry. But Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rogers Club member Vince Gill filled in for Andy. That's awesome. The big news that almost was that there was another Mayberry star who happened to be in Nashville and dropped by to see Andy at his hotel. If Andy had been feeling well enough to doing it, a second show at the Opry, the plan had been for him to bring his fellow Mayberry star with him for a quick on-stage hello to the Opry audience. That star was Ron Howard. But unfortunately, Opie's Opry debut didn't quite materialize. Bunches of the Andy Griffith Show Real Archers Club members and at least eight chapters, including the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, were spotted at the show. There will be at least one photo from the evening in the next issue of The Bullet, which it was in, and perhaps several will be on the Andy Griffith Show Real Archers Club website as well. Sorry to be so long-winded, but what started out earlier in the week as just a quick routine presentation by Andy at the Opry developed into a pretty interesting evening and a story by the time it was all over. Wow, Jim Clark. Hey, Jim, thanks so much, man. That was awesome back in the... Remember, this was November 14th, 1999, the day after Andy first appeared. Well, I thought that you folks might enjoy a little bit of what had happened. So what happens here next is Andy, when he comes out on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry, we're going to hear just a little bit from him as he tells a story about something that happened at the barbershop. So here we go.
We are proud to have a friend of ours come see us tonight. Like Earl Scruggs, he's from the great state of North Carolina. That's where this man's from. And without further ado, let's have a welcome for Mr. Andy Griffith. Andy, I think they like you. How about that? Welcome to Nashville.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome to the guy. I think I can speak on behalf of everybody in this house and everybody watching. You like family to us. We feel like we know you. And we're glad you're here at the Grand Ole Opry with us tonight.
Thank you, my
dear. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
Talk to him, neighbor.
Fella went to the barber shop one time and he asked the barber how he's going. Barber said, busy, busy, busy. Fella left. Came in the next day, asked the barber, how's it going? Barber said, busy, busy. Fella left. And he came in the next day, said, how's it going? Barber said, busy. Fella left. After he left, the barber said to a friend of his, he says, that's something wrong with him. He said, if he comes in here tomorrow, I want you to follow him, see where he's going. Sure enough, next day he came in, says, how's it going? Barber said, busy. Fella left. Barber says, follow him, see where he's going. He did, and I'd probably come back. And he said, where are you going? He said, your house.
All right, so that was Andy, and that was the opening of his performance there at the Grand Ole Opry. Now, we also have the performance of Woe Mule, or as I said, it's called Flop-Eared Mule. If you look on the Andy Griffith Originals, CD, DVD, what, or CD or cassette, depends on what you have, that they sold at Weaver's. I'm not sure they still have any there, but if they do, Andy Griffith Original, cut number or track number 11 is called Flop-Eared Mule. Well, Flop-Eared Mule is definitely the song that they played on the Grand Ole Opry. And so I thought you guys would probably enjoy hearing that as well. So we're going to go on over and check that out. So here we go.
One you. Digging mule, a mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's run away. I used to have an old banjo, it all sung up in twine. And only song you hear me sing was a wish that gal was mine. Oh, mule, you can mule, a mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's run away. My wife to the barnyard and I set her down to supper. Where she got choked on turkey leg and stuck her nose in butter. Oh, mule, you kicking mule, oh, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's run away. Face is like a coffee pot, your nose is like a spout. Your mouth is like a fireplace with all ashes out. Well, with all ashes out, boy, all ashes out. Your face is like a fireplace with all ashes out. Woe mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's a run.
That's awesome. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate it. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Andy's first live performance on a live broadcast, and it was the Grand Ole Opry. That's a big stage to be doing your first live show on. Of course, he had a little bit of experience by then, so he's done all right. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, part of the reason that I thought about this and brought it back up was because Earl Scruggs, who Andy had presented the award to that evening, he passed away on March 28th, 2012, at the age of 88. Now, you know, there's not a big tie-in between the Andy Griffith Show and Mr. Scruggs, but he was pretty much a legend. Everybody, if you grew up watching the Beverly Hillbillies, you definitely knew the Beverly Hillbillies theme song, The Ballad of Jed Clampett. And we've seen him on the Beverly Hillbillies. And to me, the Beverly Hillbillies are very much a sister program, classic TV, like the Andy Griffith Show. So he'll be missed. And there was a tie-in of Andy and him on Grand Ole Opry. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, we have a little bit of feedback that I was going to present to you. This is from Paul Mulick. He kind of talks about several things. So let's just let Paul take it away. So, Paul?
Hey, Alan. It's Paul Mulick in Joplin, Missouri. Just had a couple of comments about some of your recent podcasts. One of them, you were talking about where Mayberry was, and you mentioned that you weren't sure if Mount Pilot was in the same county as Mayberry. Well, you can find the answer to that in the Barbershop Quartet episode. Remember, there was Sheriff Wilson was the sheriff from Mount Pilot, and he and Andy didn't get along too well, it seems. So that would prove that Mount Pilot is in a different county. And then I really enjoyed you remembering Don Knotts' episode. And I had a story about Mr. Knotts I wanted to share. I don't believe I've ever shared this with you before, but anyway, Don was actually in Joplin signing autographs. This was in April of 1999. And while I was waiting there to get his autograph, someone had a picture of him with Ellen Corby. Remember, she played Hubcap Slash? And it was that picture where she's, I think, dusting off the car with a feather duster. And as it happened, she had just died a day or two before that. And so I asked Don, did you know that she died this week? And he looked up from what he was doing, and he had this sincerely sad expression. He said, oh, she did. Oh, that's just too bad. And then he told me that he had gone to visit her just a couple of weeks before that in the nursing home where she was staying. And I was just really touched that Don would do that. I don't know that they ever worked together except for that one episode. Anyway, love the podcast, and keep up the good work. 10-4, over and out. Bye.
Wow, Paul, thank you so much for that story. That is a great story, and it just goes to show you the kind of person Don was. He was a great, very nice man, and you know, even though he had only worked with Mrs. Lash, the one time that we know of, you know, he went to visit her and stuff. That is a great story, and thanks for bringing up also about Sheriff Wilson and the fact that Mount Pilot is not in the same county with Mayberry. So that's good to know. Of course, that was a color episode that he referenced, the Barbershop Quartet. So Paul's education is worth every penny. So Paul, I do want to thank you. That's great, great information for us all here at the podcast. So folks, if you've got information like that, we've got several bits of feedback that I've run into and I've got saved up. So we'll be going over that in the next few weeks here. But if you've got some information you'd like to call in, you can call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a message just like Paul did. Love to hear from you. I'd like to find out how you're sharing the love of Mayberry, like we talked about on the last episode. And love to hear any corrections or extra information that you know, like Paul just added. That was great information. And I don't pretend to know it all, so I'd love to hear from you and get your take on some of these things. Folks, you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Drop by the Two Chairs No Waiting website. Leave a message there. You can go by facebook.com/twochairs, or you can drop by iMayberry Community and talk with us over there. Tons of ways to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. Until next week, we'll see you then on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.